I was challenged by this statement recently in the material that we're going through that was written by Wayman and Sue Howard. When you go with people who recognize this, the names from Love Works that we're going through on Thursdays, right? And there were that many people who got the workbooks that we arranged to be provided. Here's one line that came out. Forgiveness can only be fully received when it is sought with the heart. And I wondered at this, and I said, is this adding some additional standard for salvation? You know, I just, you know, you read a statement by someone and you recognize that statement isn't scripture. And so you test the statement to decide, is that true? Should I go with that just because someone wrote it in a book? And we've sat and we a little bit get to know a person from the videos that we've been playing, right? They're sort of, it reminds me of like a Facebook Live type thing. You know, he's looking at the lens and talking to you. But you get to know a little bit about this person, don't you? What he's like, how he is like you, how he's different from you. The stories about his life that he shares, you begin to say, you know, there's a little credibility to this character. I hear what he's saying. He draws from Scripture. He walks with God. And he demonstrates love, that's for sure. But he wrote this sentence, and I thought, well, just because he's a good guy doesn't mean I'm on board. What is that? Forgiveness can only be received when it is sought with the heart. It seems true enough, but is it wiggly, and should we follow in that? But on reflection, if you recognize that the heart is not only the seat of the emotion, but also the core of the being, you know, heart, when we say heart and you think like right over here and a little red thing, right? Well, that's not your heart. I saw a movie once where some stupid person held out a pistol and shot themselves there. I don't know what it was. I forget what it was. And then the doctor afterwards, 2 days later in the hospital, is like, well, you know, lucky for you, you thought your anatomy was like the Valentine's Day cards. That's not where your heart is. You shot through your lung. That was foolish, by the way. And I remember learning that from a movie. I should have known that anyway. So maybe you know where your heart is, and you know that it's the blood-pumping organ. But, you know, when people in the time of Jesus Christ are talking about heart, they were talking more about what we would have recognized as your gut. I know in my gut. You know, just the splodgy bit inside in the middle. Probably only soldiers have ever observed wounds that laid bare a person. Everybody else just knew there's splodgy bits in there, and sometimes you get the urierps, and it all sloshes around. They didn't know what we know because Michelangelo has drawn it, or because of the grave robbers in Edinburgh who sliced things to instruct us. But this thing about the heart as the core of the being, the place where love comes from, deep inside you. Then this becomes an important statement. Forgiveness can only be fully received when it is sought from within you, from the heart of you, from the deepest core of your being. And so let's not be like the fictional Vulcans who falsely believe that there's a separation between the intellect and the heart. You can know stuff with your head, but not deep within you. Let's remember the conflicts of Mr. Spock, who's an allegory for every human being, trying to reconcile the heart and the head and close the distance. Now, some scriptural reminders on this. I don't know if it bears repeating, but I'll say it just in case. Jeremiah chapter 29:13, you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37, Jesus answering about the most important commandment, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. And with all your soul and with all your mind. They're not separate. Psalm 119, verse 113 says this, I hate double-minded people, but I love your law. And this fella Halliday, who wrote a Hebrew and Aramaic lexicon of the Old Testament, tells us that the word double-minded actually means divided in heart and mind. I hate the divided in heart and mind, but I love your law. Isaiah says this in chapter 29, verse 13, the Lord said, because this people draw near with their mouth and honor me with their lips while their hearts are far from me, and their fear of me is a commandment taught by men. The New Living Translation says, their worship of me is nothing but man-made rules learned by rote.
Wow.
So I look in the mirror, I look up and I go, are we okay? Right? How much of you comes to God? How much of your life, 168 hours in a week, is lived out for God? We can't all quit our jobs. We can't all be, you know, monks who hang out in the temple and just minister like Anna, you know, or like Simeon. We can't end every meeting with a call to prayer. You ever been in the secular environment and you have a meeting and you get to the end of the meeting and you almost say, okay, well, let's just pray and then we'll be done with it. And you go, oh my goodness, this isn't church. And half of these people won't stand for that. You know? You probably pray. How do we practice living out our faith unceasingly? We're called to pray unceasingly, right? I propose to you that it is the challenging discipline of practicing love in every situation. That's how you will be living for God the whole time. If you're not living in love, you're not walking out your Christian faith. It's the love that we're talking about that is the way to be sure that you're being a Christian in every circumstance. But this is a challenging, I wrote in the sermon and then edited it out, and I'm convinced to bring it back. It is a grueling discipline to love in every instance. You will find that if you endeavor to be a person who loves and who loves well and who is committed to love and who is focused on the words of life that will lead you to love, that you will find it difficult. There will be things that distract you from what you would like to be doing. If what you would like to be doing is loving well, you will have nothing in this life but challenges to distract you from that endeavor. And Jesus walked a world proving it could be done, and all the rest of us realize we fall short of that. How much of you comes to God? By all this, people will know that you're my disciples if you have love for one another. Is it easy enough to love disciples? Well, Jesus also taught, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who abuse you. And now what are we doing in terms of how well we love or whether we love? In Matthew chapter 5, and you'll recognize the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, if you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy, I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes the sun to rise on the evil and the good, and he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You must therefore be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. Now, the Freiburg Analytical Greek Lexicon says this about perfect, teleos, of things in full measure, undivided, complete, entire, substantively to finish, completeness. So perfect doesn't mean you never made a mistake and you're always right. We think about perfect as A plus, no punctuation errors, good job, right? But here, Jesus teaching about loving your enemies, about love, said you must be fully undivided. You must be united. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God. You may discern what is the will of God. What is good and acceptable and teleos, perfect, undivided. The renewing of your mind will help you to be undivided and to know the will of God. And there it is again.